The new state budget does not include any of the tax increases proposed by the governor in February and restores the governor's cuts in funding for health care and agricultural programs and services. Senate Majority Leader Kim Ward said that in crafting the budget, Senate Republicans recognized the importance of all Pennsylvania schools.
We increased the education budget by $300 million, of which $100 million will go to the most struggling schools. We provided $500 million to help schools reopen, sustain safe operations, and address student needs from the pandemic. And we have made historic investments in school choice, adding an additional $40 million to the EITC, OSTC programs.
$2.5 billion in surplus revenue was allocated to the Rainy Day Fund. $282 million in federal money was directed to support the state's nursing homes, while $279 million in federal money was allocated to support highway and bridge improvement projects. From the state capitol, I'm Hanson Quickle.